This is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Seldom do we think about breathing throughout the day. We just do it. Naturally, air is abundant and necessary for us to function, but when it is in scarce supply, it quickly rises to be our top priority. The same is true for energy. We seldom think about it until it is in scarce supply, but we all depend upon it daily in a wide variety of ways. My guest is Keegan Van Hook. He directed a six-part series called Energy Horizons. The first episode will air on October 17 at 8 p.m. on Southern Oregon PBS. Welcome, Keegan.
Thanks, Mike.
And the series producer, Jeff LeBeau, also joins us. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
So, Keegan, I was less than 2 minutes into the first episode, and I'm hit by this pronouncement that energy is the biggest industry in the world. And I think that makes sense. But why have I never thought about it that way?
I think it's just something that is so omnipresent in our lives that, like you mentioned with breathing, we think of it that way. You just don't think about breathing ever, you know, while you're doing it until something goes wrong with it, and then it's the center of your focus. And so energy, I think, that's an apt comparison because it is just all around us all the time. We're using a ton of it right now just to do this interview.
And Jeff, this was a big project, so tell us about it.
Well, this started, we aired a movie, Other Side of the Hill, and the conversation came up, how can we cover some of the same issues, looking at resource depletion, climate change, the role of energy, but we wanted to do it in a broad way, looking at all aspects, not from one standpoint or another. And that began a journey that I thought would take some months, but it's taken more over a year. Every time we did research, we discovered more and more the complexity that is this energy. And a lot of assumptions we made turned out to be wrong.
Okay, well, let's hear a little bit of sound from the introduction, and we'll get your reaction, Keegan, on the other side. This is SOU's Director of Sustainability, Bex Walker, talking about the importance of renewable energy and why sustainability with energy is important. It contains music composed and performed by Ashland local cellist Daniel Austin Sperry, who performs frequently in Lithia Park on the weekends.
It's far more sustainable and a better choice for all, but we need to change the systems so we're working to those systems. At the moment, we have the infrastructure very much for non-renewable energy. It's about balancing the social, economic, and environmental impacts, whether they're positive or negative, and understanding all those contributions around society, economy, and the environment. Why are we making these decisions? Can we learn from decisions we've made in the past where we've caused pollution, where we've had a negative impact on society? The planet will go on without us, so it's up to us to decide what role we want to have on this planet.
That's quite dramatic. Keegan, how'd you decide to tell this story?
Well, the level of prosperity we have in the world today is in many ways simply because we have access to so much energy. Almost everything good about our lives, how comfortable it is, the quality of life that we're so used to is because of the level of access to energy that we have. And so we should want that to continue. But the only way it's going to continue is if it's actually sustainable. And right now, our energy system is unsustainable. It's built upon a resource that unfortunately has impacts to our environment, but on top of that is just a finite resource, something that isn't going to last forever. And so I think that became, for me, very quickly, like a huge driving force in this whole storytelling process, was just that we want this access to energy to continue, but it's only going to happen if we can move that energy generation to something that will actually persist and be around for the long term.
Well, moving from one thing to another, something we depend on, oil, it's not going to be easy. Jeff, how big of an impact has oil had in creating wealth in our society?
Well, it's been the most powerful advancement, as Dr. Hall, Charles Hall, says in the piece. It has made us unbelievably strong. Back in the medieval times, wealth was land. And most of the energy was spent just to provide the next meal. But now we have a farmer who can spend his day in an air-conditioned combine, and he feeds 10,000 people.
All by himself.
All by himself. So it's just unfathomable. And circling back to your first question to Keegan is, why don't we think about it? I think it's a subject that sometimes we don't want to be aware of, because when we do talk about it, it usually purports some sort of disruption to our life. If you remember back when Jimmy Carter brought up the energy and the need for changing the landscape of energy. Oh, we did not want to hear that nonsense.
He was excoriated.
Yes, mm-hmm. And some argue he lost the election because of that. Comes the, luckily for us, the oil peaked in the 70s, but luckily for us, fracking was developed, and that allowed us to continue to benefit from oil. But that's becoming more and more expensive, and as Keegan points out, resource depletion is a fact, whether we want to deal with it or not.
Well, let's take a listen to another short clip from the series. This is Dr. Charles Hall, a systems ecologist turned biophysical economist, who first conceptualized energy return on investment, or EROI, back in the 1960s. He's discussing the implications of decreasing EROI in the soil industry.
Oil is going to cost more in the future because you have to use more energy to get it. Everything we have in our economy is based on oil.
So what are the implications when oil is no longer cheap and energy is no longer cheap?
Filled up your car recently?
All the time. Gas is more expensive.
In real terms, it's 4 or 5 times more expensive than in, you know, 1960s. So real price of oil has been creeping up. How are we going to see that? Inflation. We see it now as inflation. People are complaining about inflation. Well, folks, that's biophysical reality.
The thing you cannot see in that clip is the way that Charles Hall looks at me after I say, gas is more expensive. He gives me this long look.
My guests are Keegan Van Hook and Jeff LeBeau. Their 6-part television series is called Energy Horizons. It's airing on Southern Oregon PBS, and the first of 6 episodes will air on October 17th at 8 p.m. So, Keegan, is it possible? Is it really possible for us to transition away from oil in our lifetime?
In our lifetime, that's a hard question. I think that it's truly, nobody actually knows. This is something that we're doing and finding out as we go. And so I think that, you know, something that Alan Zelenka from the Oregon Department of Energy told us is that the use of oil and fossil fuels is probably going to be with us, but it's going to move into what he described as the highest and best use of those types of resources. There's so many things we already can do with renewable energy. I mean, solar is just exploding. You look out anywhere you go in Southern Oregon, you can find solar panels. It's really difficult to stand somewhere and not see solar panels. And so certainly we can electrify a huge section of our economy using solar. Same thing applies to wind, and already huge parts of Oregon are powered by wind. And here in Oregon, already somewhere around 40% of our energy comes from hydroelectric, which is a more or less renewable resource. So can we get rid of oil or stop using oil within our lifetime? Our lifetime, probably not. It might not ever truly completely go away, but certainly we can right now start taking big steps towards reducing our use of it and getting it to a more sustainable level.
And Oregon State University is exploring wave energy.
Oh, yes.
As well. Jeff, large-scale institutions and organizations like mass transit and public utilities, they use a ton of oil every day. And government agencies like the military, they use it too. So what can us little people do in our individual capacity to make a difference?
Well, the number one thing, I believe the best source of energy is conservation, mm-hmm. and little ways. And we've done really great work in the past decades with fortifying our homes, making them more efficient and such. And I think we just have to support the efforts of developing the myriad of other potential energy sources, and let the market figure out what's going to be the winner, because we don't really know. And the role of oil, certainly, I don't see it going away. I mean, it's used in so many other things other than gas. It's just, oil will be part of our life.
But we'll diversify.
Yeah, but there's some things, of course, that you just can't run by electrical, aircraft, for example. They talk maybe hydrogen cells, but that's way in the future. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a mix of everything.
Well, let's listen to one more clip from the series. This is Alan Journay, the founder of Southern Oregon Climate Action Now, or SOCAN, encouraging us to be more energy efficient.
Whenever we're promoting efforts to address the climate crisis, one of the things we always encourage folks to do is reflect on their energy use and try to conserve energy as much as possible. And that, of course, means being as energy efficient as possible.
So, Keegan, you've got 6 episodes to help teach us about how to become more energy efficient and how to transition from oil into these renewable energies. Can you talk about the theme of each of the episodes?
Yeah, so episode 1, as you might expect, is really an introduction to the topic, looking very locally here at the state of Oregon and our history as well as our present with regard to energy, along with the political landscape that we exist in as it relates to energy, because that's a quite complex thing. Episode 2 dives way into the solar revolution, which I mentioned earlier. You know, solar is everywhere, and so it felt like, you know, right out of the gate, that's something we should talk about in a big way and explore all the huge innovations that are happening in that field right now. Episode 3 is about the potential and controversy for offshore wind on the Oregon coast, which right now is all over the news. I'm sure you folks have probably been reporting on it as well, because there's new developments like every day in the offshore wind story. Right now, it's kind of hitting a lull, but it's an up and down thing. It's always kind of coming and going. Episode 4 is called Frontier Technology, and it's kind of a scrapbook episode, I suppose, where you have all these other kind of futuristic technologies that aren't really out in the world right now, but have a lot of potential. Jeff mentioned hydrogen fuel cell technology. That has a lot of potential. But there's also wave energy, as you mentioned, being studied at Oregon State University. And then there's
geothermal.
Yeah, geothermal energy. Thank you. That Oregon Tech over in Klamath Falls has been investing in quite heavily for a long time. You know, they've been doing geothermal since before it was cool. Episode 5 is about our transmission grid and energy storage. A lot of people don't think about this. I think it's the most taken for granted aspect of the energy problem, which is just how do we move our energy around? And right now, the transition to renewable energy is really facing us with the problem that we're almost kind of having to turn our grid inside out, where previously we had centralized generation pretty close to our points of load, our cities. But now with renewable resources, which tend to be built in more far-flung rural locations, you have to go quite a lot further distance to actually bring energy from those locations back to our points of load. And then episode 6 is a big picture episode that takes a look at the long term and really does ask the question, is this possible? Is it something we actually can do? And what does it all mean?
It's a big project, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have left for the exchange today. I want to thank you, Keegan. And I want to thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
My guests were Keegan Van Hook and Jeff LeBeau. Their 6-part television series is called Energy Horizons. It's airing on Southern Oregon PBS. And the first of 6 episodes will air on October 17th at 8 p.m.